Good morning. Today's daf is Makis Daf Yates. We're starting Yud Ches Amud Beis. The setup of the next Gemara is going to be this Machlokes Tanoim, whether Hanocha is Ma'akev, is going to depend whether or not the Torah wrote the Halacha of Hanocha to put the Bikurim in front of the Mizbeach. Did the Torah write it once, or the Torah write it twice? If the Torah writes it once, that means that's what you're supposed to do. But it's still, you could still be Mekayim the mitzvah Bikurim without it. The Kohen would still be able to eat it. However, if the Torah writes it twice, or wrote it twice, that means that the Torah is saying that without Hanocha, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah Bikurim, and the Kohen cannot eat it. So the Gemara is saying that it's a Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Banan whether or not the Torah wrote it twice. If you read the Psukim, you'll see it says one time in the Torah, Vihi Nichai, and you should put it, and one time, Vihi Nachtai. Pashad, you would say, it says that you should put it twice. And that's going to be the sheet of Rabbi Lezben Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. The Tanya of Rabbi Yehuda Var, my Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Hinachta Yizu Tanufa. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hinachta is Tanufa. Atam is a Tanufa, ain't El Hanacha. Maybe talk, why would you think it means Tanufa? Doesn't the literal translation mean Hanacha? Kshu Oimer, Vihinicha, it says, Rabbi Yehuda says, it says Vihinicha, Reinacha Amr. My name is Vihinachta Yizu Tanufa. So Meir Rabbi Yehuda has v'hinicha v'nachtoi, it's not repeating because one's halacha of hanacha and one's halacha of tenufa to wave it in the Beis HaMikdash. And v'meila, since the Torah only writes it once, hanacha is not ma'akev. Who's the Tana that disagrees? Who the Tana that holds it does say it twice, and therefore it's ma'akev? Uman Tana de Polagaleh de Yehuda b'lez ben Yaakovi. Because the Braisa is going to say b'lez ben Yaakov has a different makar, a different source that we learn at tenufa. So b'lez ben Yaakov does not need the pasuk of v'hinachdoi or v'hinichai to tell you tenufa. So what does it teach you? It must be both v'hinichai and v'hinachdoi mean to put it down in front of the mizbeach. The Torah writes it twice, it's ma'akev. So Rabbi Yochanan that said, v'hinachta is ma'akev, that's Rabbi Lezben Yaakov, that both v'hinicha and v'hinachta are talking about hanacha. However, Rabbi Yochanan said, hanacha is not ma'akev, that's Rabbi Yehuda, that says one pasuk is teaching you the halach of tenufa, of waving the bikurim, and therefore it doesn't say hanacha twice, and it's not ma'akev. V'tanya Rabbi Lezben Yaakov, Rabbi Lezben Yaakov, v'tanya, v'loch, v'chakayin atanam yedech, v'chakayin should take the basket. That this pasuk, even though the literal just means that Kohen should take the bikurim, limid al bikurim shetunim tenufa. This pasuk teaches you that you need tenufa, you need to wave it, like some karbanas need to be waved in the Beis HaMikdash and some not. Bikurim has to be waved. We learn it now. V'lokach ha-kayim etenem yedecha, the Kohen should take the basket. Der Blazim Yaakov, my time, where do you see it? My time, Der Blazim Yaakov, as ye yad yad, it's a gzeir shavah mishlamim. Ksiv hacha v'lokach ha-kayin atena miyadecha, uksiv by shlamim yadav tivyena eis ishe Hashem, which in that pasuk it says that you wave the shlamim, or the wave the chaz of a shaykh. Ma kan koyin, af lalan koyin, ma lalan bailan, af kan bailan. Even though over here it talks about the koyin, and here it talks about the bailan, gzeir shavah says that we need tenufa by both, and we learn one from the other. We send Kayin to Shlomim and we send Bailim to Bikurim. And the way you do Tanufa, Haketzad, Meniach Kayin Yodav Tachas Yad Bailim, they put the hands one on the other, they hold it together, and they do Tanufa Umen. Amar Rava Bar Ada Amar Rav Yitzchak Bikurim Emes Amichai Ben Aleyem. When are you Chayiv? When is a Zor? The halacha of Bikurim is given to the Kayin. When a Zor who illegally ate it, when is he Chayiv Misa? It's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, like truma, or Taisa says, or maybe we could talk about a kohen who eats it out of the mechitzas out of the hazara. So meim isai mechayiv in aleihem. Yeah, when are you chayiv? When is zar who eats it illegally? When is he chayiv? Mishiru pnei abayis. And the Gemara said, basically, the Brais is saying that even though Bikurim, after eaten by a Kohen and a Zor, eats as Chayiv Misa, that's only if it went into the place it was supposed to be eaten and that it came back out. Mashenkin, if while it was still on the farm, Zor eats it, he's not Chayiv Misa. He's not allowed to eat it, but he's not Chayiv Misa yet. Now, the Gemara says, when is the time that it came to the right place? Mishiru Pnei Abayis. Chayiv, it sounds like it means, when it comes in the bias, usually refers to the Beis HaMikdash. However, the Rambam says that it means the Chaymas Yushalayim. So, Bikurim Yemisai, Chayovin Aleh Mishiru Pnei Abayis, Kaman Ki Aitan and Tanya, Belezayim Bikurim Ktsosim Bechotsim Ktsosim Bifnim, Shebechotsim Kachum Chol Devrim, Shebifnim Arikek Tosh Chol Devrim. If, let's say, someone has a package of Bikurim and he brings it across the line of walls of Yishalayim, if half of the package is in, if a Zohar eats that half that's inside, he's Chayav Misa. But if he eats the half, which is from the half that's still outside, then he's not going to be Chayav Misa. Amrav Sheshes Bikurim Hanocha Ma'akevespem Kriya Ema'akevespem. Again, like we saw earlier, Sheshes also holds like that. Bikurim Hanocha Ma'akeves Kriya Ema'akevespem. Keman, who holds like that? Which Tana holds like that? Keman ki haitana, the Tanya, the Braisa says, Rabbi Yosi said, Shloisha Devarim, Rabbi Yosi said over three things in the name of three Zakenim. One of them is that Rabbi Shmuel said, Yochel Yala Adamaisa Sheni Mizman Azet, Yushalayim Yechlenu. I would think that a person could take, which Rashi points out, this Braisa holds that the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is still intact and a person is still Mechuyav Ma'aseh Sheni. So now someone has Ma'aseh Sheni, I might think that he could even bring it to Yerushalayim and actually eat it in Yerushalayim nowadays. So the Gemara says, the Braisa says, we make a limit. B'char Tana Avas Makam, B'char Nitzvi Itin in Yerushalayim, Ma'aseh Sheni Tana Avas Makam, Ma'aseh Sheni Nitzvi Yerushalayim. Ma b'char einen el b'fnei habayis, just like b'char could only be eaten while there's a Beis HaMikdash, shaf ma'aseh sheni einen el b'fnei habayis. Frag the Gemara, ma'ale b'char is mu'chamer. You see, b'char is extra mitzvahs. Shekein tom ma'adam v'em u'er l'gav v'mizbeach. B'char has more mitzvahs. Maybe since it has more mitzvahs, you can't learn now bikurim from b'char. Says the Gemara, I'm sorry, you can't learn a Ma'aseh Sheni from Bechar. Says the Gemara, Bikurim Yechichu. So we'll learn out Ma'aseh Sheni from Bikurim. Just like you cannot eat Bikurim unless there's a Beis HaMikdash, so too you cannot eat Ma'aseh Sheni unless there's a Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, no, Bikurim also has extra mitzvahs Ma'aseh Sheni. What's Ma'aseh Sheni? You just bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it. There's no extra mitzvahs to do once you bring it. However, Bikurim, Shekein Tuna Nanacha. Bikurim needs Hanacha. So it has extra mitzvahs over Ma'aseh Sheni, and therefore you cannot learn out Ma'aseh Sheni from Bikurim. So says the Braisa, so how do you know that Ma'aseh Sheni could only be eaten nowadays, I mean, cannot be eaten nowadays because there's no Beis HaMikdash? And it lists all the karbanos. Makish Ma'aseh LeBechar. Ma'abechar Einei LeBefnei HaBayis, Af Ma'aseh Einei LeBefnei HaBayis. Right? That even though first the Gemara tries to learn out a Kal V'Chaymer or a Ma'amitzinu, and that the Gemara could ask a Pircha, but once we have a Hekish, you can ask a Kash. That is what the Braisa says. So says the Gemara, let's analyze this Braisa a second. The Braisa said, attempted to learn out Ma'aseh Sheni from Bikurim with a Ma'amatzino. The Gemara says, no, you can't learn it out because Bikurim has extra mitzvahs. Which extra mitzvah? Hanacha. Bikurim has two mitzvahs. Has Kriya and Hanacha. So why does it ask Bikurim has extra mitzvah as Hanacha? Why doesn't it ask from the mitzvah of Kriya? Is the Gemara Im Isa Lifrich Malah Bikurim Shkein Tuna Kriya of Hanacha? It should also ask from Kriya. Must be this Braisa holds that Hanacha is Ma'akev and Kriya and saying the Pesukim is not Ma'akev. Amar of Ashi says, our whole conversation, this whole discussion in the Gemara for the last Amun is which one's Ma'akev? Kriya is Ma'akev, Hanacha is Ma'akev, both. Which one? Or both. But that's for sure that you have to do both, right? The Pasuk says you have to do Kriya, and the Pasuk says that you have to do Hanacha. So if Ashi says, I don't understand, how could you bring such a raya from the Braisa? The Braisa needs explanation. When we're asking a pircha, we're saying you can't learn out Ma'aseh Sheni for Bikurim because Bikurim has extra mitzvahs. You could, any extra mitzvah that Bikurim has, even if it's not ma'akev, even if it doesn't block the mitzvah from being fulfilled entirely, the Torah definitely says you need to do it, you're supposed to do it, so we still could have asked, how could you be medayik from this brais and say the reason why the brais only says Bikurim has an extra mitzvah, nocha, not kriya, because kriya is not ma'akev. It's still a mitzvah, you're still supposed to do it. So the brais still could have asked the question. Elo Marvashi, must be there's a different reason why the Braisa doesn't mention Kriya, and that reason is Kibin Ika Bikuri Ager, the Baila Meima, sin that Ager who brings Bikurim doesn't say the Psukim. Why? Because one of the Psukim is Hashem Ishba Hashem Lavo Yusenu. Hashem promised to give Eretz Yisrael to our fathers, and Ager cannot say that. Therefore, when Ager brings Bikurim, he doesn't do Kriya. Therefore, the Braisa that says that Bikurim has extra mitzvahs, we make a mention of mitzvah that everyone has, but a ger does not have the mitzvah of kriya. And therefore, the braisa is not a raya whether or not kriya is ma'akev or not, because there's a different reason why the braisa does not say kriya. Let me also learn psikle.
Has the Ger say any time we say we mention the Avos or any?
Yes.
Yeah. Always.
So it's an issue. I don't know. Remember the answer, but the Mishnah in Brachas, I believe, discusses how does the Ger daven Shemini Esrei. What he says, what you know, he skips. Does he change it? Yeah, I don't remember offhand, but I think it's a Mishnah in Brachas. Unfortunately, I don't remember. Says the Gemara Vayter. So now, fine, the Gemara tried to bring a Raya, and the Gemara slogs up the Raya. Now the Gemara is going to analyze the Brais itself and try to, just to clarify, learn up the Brais itself. The Gemara tried to learn it out from Bukhar, and the Gemara says no. Bukhar is extra minces. The Gemara tried to learn out from Bikurim, and the Gemara slugs it up. And the Gemara says you make a hekesh. Right? The Gemara, why do you need a hekesh? Why do you need a pasuk? We'll have the din of a tasty matzad. We should make a tzad shava. Each one you can't learn it out. So make a tzad shava. Learn it together because they have separate chumras. Says the Gemara, no. You could ask one chumra that they both have. Ikad if mifrach malat tzad shavim shkem yesh bem tzad mizbech. They both have the same chumra that they have extra mitzvah which has to do with the mizbech. Bukhar needs matan damim. And Bikurim needs Hanacha, which even though Hanacha is not put on the Mizbech, it's put next to the Mizbech, while Kapanim, it's a mitzvah to do in front of the Mizbech. So now the Gemara, it says the Gemara like this. The Gemara wanted to learn out Maisa Sheni from Bukhar. And the Gemara says, just like Bukhar needs a base on Migdash, so too much to Sheni. So the Gemara says, Bukhar, for sure nowadays you can't bring a Bukhar. The question is, Maisa Sheni, why is one more Pasha to the other? If the question is, maybe if there's no base on Migdash, we could still do those mitzvahs, so we should have the question by Maisa Sheni, Bukhar. And if we're sure that since Bukhar needs a base on Migdash not, so why is Maisa Sheni, why is one more Pasha than the other? Says the Gemara. Mikasav, Ikasav a Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel, a Shaita Vikitchel, Asad Lavoi. Just like we see that there's a, if just like there's a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, like we see a person has to bring Maisa Sheini, and therefore we would have the same, and therefore we should assume that even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, like sometimes I'm holding Makriv and Afal Pishayim Bayis, this Kedushas Beis HaMikdash is still there and you could still bring Karbanis, and therefore we thought you could bring Maisa Sheini, Afilu Bukhar Nami. We should have the Bukhar should also be brought. Elamai, you're going to say, Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel, Shaita Veloi Kitchel, Asa Lava. No. Since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's no Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, you can't bring Bukhar. So if you can't bring Bukhar, you shouldn't be able to bring Maiser. Why is one more Pasha to the other? All right? Afilu Bukhar Nami Tiboyle. In other words, if you're sure that it has Kedusha, you should be able to bring Bukhar. And if you're not sure if it has Kedusha, you should have the same question by Bukhar. Why is one more Pasha than the other? Amar Avina, La'ilam Kasava Kedusha L'Shaita V'Loi Kitchel Asa Lava. Really, Kedusha L'Shaita V'Loi Kitchel Asa Lava. And therefore, we didn't have a question whether or not you could actually be Makariv the Bukhar. Because since there's no base in Migdash, there's no way to, you cannot spritz the blood and be Makariv the carbon nowadays. That was Taka Pasha to the Gemara. The only question we had was about things that don't need an actual Beis HaMikdash. So Maisa Sheni doesn't need an actual Beis HaMikdash. And Bukhar, also, we're only asking by Bukhar who does not need a Beis HaMikdash anymore. Bukhar doesn't need a Beis HaMikdash, it has needs a Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara throws an extra step. V'hacha b'Bukhar she'nizrek dami koydim churban abayis. Bukhar av abayis v'dayim b'sari kayim. Says the Gemara like this. Really, the Gemara knows that a Bukhar that needs, since it needs the Beis HaMikdash, Avada Bukhar, you can only be makar when you actually have Beis HaMikdash. You have to spritz the blood on the Mizbech. Avada, you could only be makar of a Bukhar when you have a Beis HaMikdash. Why is the, so therefore it was Pasha to the Gemara that Bukhar, you can't be makar nowadays. But another thing was also Pasha. The question is, Maisa Sheni, you bring it to Yerushalayim. Maybe Maisa Sheni, which doesn't need, there's no mitzvahs done by the Beis HaMikdash, maybe that you could do nowadays. So why was it Pasha? What are we talking about Bukhar? Bukhar, says the Gemara, we're talking about a Bukhar that you read, what happened was, you spritzed the blood already. And then, as the goyim were coming in, chaperei nocha mitzvah, spritzed the blood. Now he has the meat of the Bukhar left over. And the Gemara says, Umakshinon Besar Ladamai. Mad Dami b'mizbeach, af Besar b'mizbeach. Even though technically all that's left to do is eat the Bechar. And eating a Bechar shouldn't need the Mizbeach. But we learn out Makshinon, we make a hekesh of Besaroi Ladami. In the Pasuk, it says as Besarim Yalach, right next to the Pasuk of Damam. So we learn out. So now the Gemara says, eating a Bechar and eating Meiser both don't need the Beis HaMikdash. Right? And still, the halacha by Bechar is that even though you don't need, there's no mitzvahs to perform any more about the meat, still the halacha is you cannot eat it when there's no Mizbeach. Therefore, the Gemara wanted to make a mamitzino and say that just like you can't eat the Bechar nowadays, so too, you can't eat the Ma'is HaSheni.
Saying
all Klai Yisrael should be in a veil. The Chabad Zee shouldn't be able to eat it anyways. That's kachin. Uh-huh. Okay.
No barbecue.
So that's the Gemara says. So Mela by Bechara was Pashit. That Bechara and Maisa are similar. They both don't actually need a Mizbeach because we're talking about eating it. And the Gemara says, Bechar needs a Mizbeach. It says, we're talking about the Bechar that you already spritzed the blood. And the Gemara wanted to make a mamatzin with eating Meiser from eating Bechar. And the Gemara originally wanted to make a mamatzin. The Gemara has a pircha, and the Gemara says, you have to make a hekesh. So now the Gemara says, if the way we know you can't eat the meat of a Bechar is from the blood of a Bechar, but really we're talking about eating the Bechar, and that's only learned out of a hekesh from the blood. V'chidavar halamid behekesh, choyzer malamid behekesh, something which is learned out of a hekesh, could you keep on doing a hekesh? The meat, you learn out of the blood. But eating meiser in the pasuk, it says, v'yochaltal lefnei Hashem lo yitkach, we're talking about eating, so eating the Bechar is a hekesh to eating meiser. So could you make a halach which learned out of a hekesh, could it go to the next step? So the Gemara in Zvachim discusses this question. And the Gemara says, it depends if it's chulin or kachim. By kachim, not, and by chulin, yes. So lachaira over here was in a kachim. So the Gemara says, no, ma'is sheni, no, ma'is dogon chulin, ma'is dogon. Even though ma'is sheni has kedusha, but la'ma'is it's not kachim. So meila by chulin, even something which is learned out of hekesh could go to the next step, and it could teach behekesh. In fact, the Gemara, Honich Lamanda Mabasa Lamid Azdina, Elbas Lamanda Mabasa Malamid, and Lamekilamayim Azdina. What's the Gemara? It says it depends. Which we learn out, Maisa Shani from Bechar. Bechar is Kachim, even Maisa Shani not. So first, the blood of Bechar to the meat of Bechar, and then the meat of Bechar to Maisa Shani. So the last step, Maisa Shani is Chulin. Do you go Basa, the thing, the Milamid, the thing that teaches, or the thing that's learning? The teacher is the meat of Bechar, that's Kachem. The learner, the thing that's learning, the Talmud, is Takechulin. So do this rule that you can't have a double hekesh with Kachem, is it dependent on the Melamed or the Lamed? If it should depend. The thing that which is being learned, that's Maisa Sheini. Says the Gemara, Dam Ubasar, Chadamilsi. He says the Gemara, even though there's a hekesh of the meat of a Bechar from the blood of Bechar, Lamaisa Bechar is one thing, and therefore we don't consider a double hekesh, meat, blood to meat, to Bikurim, to Maisa Sheini, because it's all one big carbon, the meat and the blood, it's therefore it's not considered a double hekesh, it's really like having one hekesh. The Gemara asks a kasha, Tanina Chadazimna. The Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin says, if someone eats Maisa Sheni Chutz L'Choyma, Maisa Sheni out of Yushalayim, he gets Malkus. In fact, the Gemara, the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel says, if someone eats Maisa Sheni Vehekta Shaloi Niftu, he gets Malkus. Now we know Maisa Sheni is supposed to be eaten in Yushalayim. So the Mishnah that says, if someone eats Maisa Sheni B'Ktushasa, he gets Malkus, that means he ate it wrongly. So what did he do wrong? L'Chayra,
The Gemara assumes he ate it out of Yerushalayim. But if that would be the pshat, fact, the Gemara, the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel and the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin are saying the exact same halacha in a different lashon. One says Hek Ma'ase Sheni Shaloi Nifte, and one says Ma'ase Sheni out of Yerushalayim, which really means the same thing. Someone eats Ma'ase Sheni out of Yerushalayim gets Malkus. Fact, the Gemara Tanina Chadazim the Ma'ase Sheni Vekti Shaloi Niftu Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. No, the Sefer, the Mishnah, Daf Yud Zayin Taka means out of Yerushalayim, like it says, Chutz L'Chaima. But the Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel says, Shaloi Nifta does not mean he ate it out of Yerushalayim. He ate it in Yerushalayim, but he ate it Betuma. Says the Gemara, Sefer, B'maisa Sheni, B'tahar, V'gar V'tahar, the Kochel Chutz L'Chaima. However, Reisha, B'maisa Sheni, Tomei, V'gar V'tomei, the Kochel Yerushalayim. He's eating it in Yerushalayim. The problem is, either he's Tomei, or the Maisa Sheni is Tomei. Uminalon de mechayiv alei mishum toma. How do you know that's also to eat betoma? D'tanya. Reb Shimon Oimer. Reb Shimon says the pasuk by vidui meisters says like biarti mimenu betoma. I did not destroy it betoma. Bein shani tome v'hu tahar. Bein shani tahar v'hu tome. Which Rashi points out, Rashi Yevamos, that the reason why he asked the mizvada that he didn't destroy it betoma. Because he's inferring that since you're not allowed to eat a betoma, maybe he destroyed a betoma. So he's saying, no, not only did I not eat it, but I didn't destroy it either. Continues the Braisa, but that's just that the person's being mizvada, that he didn't do it. But where do we see in the Torah that there's a lav for doing it? Where does it say in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat a betoma? So jumps the Gemara in and says, Tumas aguf, bed yiksiv. Nefesh kisiga bai v'tamah da arev. Someone who's tameh lo yoichel min hakadoshim. He shouldn't eat from kachim. Elatumas atzmi minolan. How do we know if the maisa sheni becomes tameh? Even that is aser. Dichsiv, the pasuk says lo sucha lechol b'sharecha. You're not allowed to eat it b'sharecha. Ulalonu oimer b'sharecha teichlenu hatami v'atar. V'tanya, the very Bishmol, I feel Tommy Vitara, Echlin Bekara Achas, the Psuli Mugdashim, you're allowed to eat Betoma. You're allowed to eat Betoma, I feel Tar Vitar, Tommy Vitar, eat in the same plate, Ve'in Choshishin, and there's no issue. Now, what happens if a Tommy and a Tar eat on the same plate? Obviously, the food's going to become Tommy, and then the Tahar is going to be eating food which became Tommy. So, which by Psuli Mugdashim is fine. The Kamarachmana, Heich Tomei, the Shari Lecha, Gabitar, Hasam Hu Loi Techel. In other words, when the Pazik says, Loi Suchel Lechel Besharecha, by Maise Sheni, Loi Suchel Lechel Besharecha, don't do an achila, an eating of Besharecha. What's an eating of Besharecha? We see the Pasuk by Psul Mikdashim says, Besharecha teichlenu, you could eat it as regular food, and therefore, hatami vatar teichlenu, that a tami and tar could eat it together. So now, when we go back to the Pasuk by Maise Sheni, which says, Loi suchal lecha Besharecha, you can't eat Maise Sheni as regular food, meaning you cannot eat it where the food becomes tame. To point out one interesting thing that happens in Makkas Daf Yates Amud Beis, if you look on the side, that Rashi wrote the Pirush of Masechtas Makkas only until Daf Yates Amud Beis, the middle of our Gemara, and at that point, he was Nifter, and his Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nosson, the Rivan, took over. Interesting to note that the printer points out that when Rashi ends off, Rashi, the last Rashi that he writes in Masechtas Makkas, Rashi asks, he clarifies the Gemara. The Gemara says that there's a lav to eat Maisa Sheni when a person's Tomei, because it says Nefesh Kisiga Boy. V'tamadar of someone who becomes Tomei v'lo yoichel min hakadoshim, he shouldn't eat kachim. Maybe that's referring to regular kachim, karbonis. How do we know it's referring to Maisa Sheni? So Rashi points out that the Gemara explains, the Gemara in Yevamos explains that it's referring to Maisa Sheni because the Pasuk says, that all he needs to do is go to the mikvah. By kachim, we know that even after a person goes to the mikvah, he is still a tful yoim and he's also to eat kachim. It's only by maisa sheni that a tamei who goes to the mikvah, although he's still a tful yoim, is mutter to eat maisa sheni. And this is the makar, because the Gemara asks the kasha, some psukim say going to the mikvah is enough, and some psukim say that you need Harav Shemesh, and the Gemara says it must be that one is talking about Maisa Sheni and one is talking about Kachim. And that's how the Gemara in Yevamos knows that the Pasuk of Eloi Yechel Mena Kachim is referring to Maisa Sheni. So the printer says the last thing that Rashi speaks about is Taira B'mikvah. So he says, Rabbeinu Gufa Tahar, Rashi HaKadosh was Tahar, V'yotzen Shmasai B'Taira. And Rashi, Yotzen Shmasai, in the Sugya, the last thing that Rashi wrote was an Inyan of Taira. Continues the Gemara. If the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel that says Maisa Sheni Shaloi Nifte is referring to the lav of eating Maisa Sheni when the Maisa Sheni became Tamei, and not of eating it out of Yishalayim, how does the Mishnah express that lav? The Mishnah says Maisa Sheni Shaloi Niftu, Maisa Sheni which was not redeemed. It means that whatever Maisa Sheni we're referring to is something that you could do Pidyon on Maisa Sheni. That means if the Mishnah is talking about even though it's in Yishalayim, but the lav is because it's Tamei, and that's expressed by saying Shaloi Niftu, it sounds like that you could be paid the Maisa Sheni which became Tamei even though it's in Yishalayim. Now, like we're going to see a little further in the Gemara, we know that someone could be paid the Maisa Sheni. The Pasuk says, Kirchak Mimcha Amokim. If someone has the Maisa Sheni, he could be paid it before he gets to Yerushalayim. But once he gets to Yerushalayim, he can't be paid it anymore, even if he takes it back out, like we're going to see in the Gemara. The Mishnah sounds like, Shalei Nifta, it sounds like that if the Maisa Sheni is Tameh, you're still allowed to be paid it. That means even though it's in Yerushalayim, since right now it's Tameh, you're allowed to be paid it. Says the Gemara, Minolim the Bar Pediyahu, how do you know you're allowed to be paid it, even though it's in Yerushalayim? The Amar Balazim, Minayin Maisa Sheni Shenitma, Shepoidin Oisei Filu Birushalayim, Tamer Loimek, Ki Loi Suchal Se'esai. Now the literal translation, Se'esai, means to carry it, like we're going to see in the next Gemara as well. However, the Gemara says that Se'es is a Lashon of Achila. Shenemar, by the story of Yosef, it says, Vayisa Masleis Me'es Panav, he gave them to eat. So we see that the Lashon of Se'es is Achila. So Loisuchal Se'es, it means you cannot eat it. Why can you eat it? Because it's Tameh. So from here we learn out that even though you're in Shalayim, but if the Maisa Sheni is Tameh, you're allowed to be poided. Amar beva yom ravasi minayin lemaisa sheni tohor shepoidin oisoi afilu bepsia achas chutz luchayma. The pasuk sounds like ki yirchak mchamakim. Maybe only if a person's far away from Yishalayim. How do you know that even if you're one step out of Yishalayim, shenemar ki loisuchal se'esoi, which means even if you're one step, even if you're just you did not yet carry it into Yishalayim, and therefore, still, you could say the pasuk, you could be paid it. Now, the Gemara asks Akasha, we just said se'es means to eat it. That means if it's tameh. So which one does it mean? Does it mean because you can't eat it because it's tameh, or because does it mean that you did not yet carry it into Yerushalayim? Says the Gemara, in fact, the Gemara, Haimi boy lelekul Rabbi Lazer, and says the Gemara, im kein leimikra lesuchal lo'ichloi. If it just means you can't eat it, it should have said a lashon lo'ichloi. Why does it use an interesting lashon of se'esai to teach you both? So says the Gemara, but maybe se'es just means to carry. Says the Gemara, would just mean to carry him. In other words, if it was just telling you one halacha, it would have clearly said that way. Either would have said you can't eat it, or you didn't carry it. The fact that we say a lashon, an irregular lashon, which can mean both, says the Gemara, the Torah is being maram as both halachas. And they were sitting and they had the following question. Let's say someone's about to walk into Yerushalayim. His package is a little bit ahead of him. Let's say he has a push cart. The Maisa Sheni is already inside, but he's still outside. Could he be paid at that point since he is outside? Says the Gemara, no, that's Pashat. That's Pashat, who bechutz, but since Masai Bifnim, Kaltu Mechitzis, they were absorbed by the Mechitzis, and it's too late, he can't be poided anymore. What about the opposite? Hu bifnim u'masay b'chutz. He's carrying a package on his shoulder. He's inside, but his backpack is still outside. Could he be poided? Tana lehu ha'usaba b'debei Reb Shimon ben Yochai ki yirchak mimcha amokai mimilu'echa. It has to be that it's far away from your entirety. But once part of you is already inside, then it's too late, since part of you and the package on your shoulder, since you're wearing it on your back, is one. So part of you is already inside, and therefore, it's too late, and you cannot be paid it anymore. Boy, Rav Papa asks, what's the halach of nakat lebekanya? Till now, we were talking about a backpack, which is literally part of you. But what about if it's like on a long stick? So maybe that's detached from you, and then we do not consider the ma'isa sheni to be in Yerushalayim because the person carrying the stick is in Yerushalayim. Maybe it'll only be actually in Yerushalayim when it really goes inside. Says the Gemara, teku. Amar Avasi, Amar Biechin. Ma'isa sheni me'emesai chayov in olav. Ma'isa sheni, when is a person over the lava of eating it? Mishara pnei hachayimah. Only when it went inside Yerushalayim. And Rashi and the Rivan actually points out, the Mishnah says, Ma'isa sheni out of Yerushalayim get malchus. Says the Rivan, we're talking about that it came into Yerushalayim and went back out. That's when a person is going to be chayiv malchus. Avadi, you're not allowed to eat it. But only either way, even if it didn't yet come into Yerushalayim, but the only time that there's going to be malchus if it goes in and comes back out. My time adam akrol lefnei Hashem lekecha teichalenu. Uchsev loisucha lechel b'sharecha. Kol hecha, only if it was already the karina bein lefnei Hashem teichalenu, that you could have eaten it, then karina bein loisucha lechel b'sharecha, you can't eat it out of Yerushalayim. Kol hecha, that we did not yet the loy karina be yet lefnei Hashem lechecha teichalenu, then loy karina bein loisucha lechel b'sharecha. Meisvei, effecting Gemara, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yosi, Omer, Koyin shall also be al deteina shall tevel, a Koyin who's holding a fig of tevel, Omer, he says, Teina zu, this teina, trumasa, ba'ukta, the truma should be on the bottom, Meisa Rishon b'tzvoina, on the north side, Meisa Sheini, Ladroim, on the south side, Vishnas Meisa Sheini, v'hubi Yushalayim, and he's in Yushalayim, Oy Meisa Oni, v'hubi Gvulin, or it's Meisa Oni, Achla loika achas. A kohen who eats it, he gets one malchus. Why does he get malchus? Because he's eating ma'aser rishon hatovel to trumas ma'aser. And since even after someone separates ma'aser rishon, you still have to separate trumas ma'aser. And until he does that, it's a type of tevel, and therefore he gets malchus. Vizar shachla, however, vizar eats it like a shtayim. Because if a zar eats it, he gets two malchus because he's also over the isser of truma. And says the Gemara, it's an interesting thing because she'ilu betchila, if he wouldn't have done anything, he just would have had a te'ena of tevel, then he would have been over the isser of tevel one time. But now that he separated truma, ma'aser rishon, technically he did more things to be able to make the food fit to eat. He did some of the mitzvahs afrasha, but lemaisa he has over here truma and the ma'aser rishon, which is tavel to trumas ma'aser. And in fact, he's going to cause himself more problems if he eats it shalai b'shos, and now he's going to get two malchus. Is the Gemara Medayik, we said the Kayin, or this person, or the Yisrael, he gets one malchus or two. We said that he ate it b'Yerushalayim. He ate it in Yerushalayim. It sounds like if he would have eaten it out of Yerushalayim, if this story would have taken place out of Yerushalayim, he would have got another set of malchus for eating ma'isa sheni. It says, ma'isa sheni v'hu b'Yerushalayim. L'chayr, why does the Brisa put in those words v'hu b'Yerushalayim to tell you that if the story takes place out of Yerushalayim, there's going to be an additional malchus for the ma'isa sheni? If he's out of Yerushalayim, means he didn't go into Yerushalayim, he shouldn't get malchus. Says the Gemara, Habigvul like a shalosh, Afagav the lavrei penechayma. Says the Gemara, the Aili va'afki. He brought it in and he took it out. Like the Rivan says, pshat in the Mishnah. That's also pshat in the Brisa. Abafrek the Gemara, ihachi myla memra. If we're talking about that, it went in and it came back out. Myla memra. The Brisa doesn't have to tell you these two extra words of Ahubri shalayim unless it's coming to tell you a chiddush. So what's the chiddush? Bishlam, if it's coming to tell you a chiddush that you're able to lav, even though it did not yet go into Yerushalayim, that's a chiddush. The Brisa is telling it to you. But if we're talking about that you brought it in and then you took it back out, what's the chiddush? What was the purpose of the Brisa adding these extra words v'hu b'Yerushalayim, if not to tell you a chiddush? So says the Gemara, this still is a chiddush. Ma'ilam iachi ma'ilam memra. You know, it went in and it came back out. Yes, we're remaining with the fact that it went in and came back out. But the pshat is, the chiddush is, it did not go in as maisa sheni. It went in and out before you umafresh the maisa sheni when it was still in a state of tevel. Ukasavar, matna shalai hurmu, kamisha hurmu dami. The matonois, the maisa and shuma, maisa sheni, even before they were separated, kamisha hurmu dami. Certain halachas already apply as though they were separated. And therefore, if someone takes food of Tevel into Shalayim and then back out, the halacha is going to be that he afterwards, when he separates the Maisa Sheni, even though in the state, in its form of Maisa Sheni, he actually never brought into Shalayim, but since this food in its Tevel state was brought to Shalayim, even though now that it's out, he will get malchus of eating the Maisa Sheni out of Yushalayim, because matana shaloi hurmu, it was like it was separated. Once it was in a state of tevel, when you're supposed to separate it, it's like you brought it in a state of Maisa Sheni, and therefore, when someone eats it out of Yushalayim, he will get malchus since it was brought in already to Yushalayim. Frakti Gemara v'savar Abyoisi. This Bryce is Rabbi Yosi. V'savar Rabbi Yosi, you tell me Rabbi Yosi, old matanish lahimru kamisha himru dami, v'tan yirb shim ben yudah ayim imishum Rabbi Yosi. Lo yinech luku beisham beisil el apir shaloi nigmurum lach nevavim shalayim shiipada maisi sheni shalam v'yecha b'chamakan. That says Rabbi Yosi. Everyone agrees that if you brought it in before it was nigmur, before the food was finished being processed, so it's not yet even tevel, and there's no din to be mafresh yet, then everyone agrees that we do not say matana shaloyim u'kamishu u'medami. Al manechliku, when is the machlekes, al peris shenigmur melachtem, peris, which was fully processed, and therefore they are tevel, v'avru b'Yerushalayim, and you brought them to Yerushalayim, sh'beishamai yorim yachzim ha'isa sheni shalom v'yech b'Yerushalayim, beishamai holds that you have to bring it back into Yerushalayim, because Beishame hold matanish lohum rukumisha adami, and Beisil says yipad v'yechel b'chamaka. In other words, we said before that there's another halacha that when someone has maisa sheni, he's allowed to be poidit until when? Until he brings it to Yerushalayim. Once someone brings maisa sheni to Yerushalayim, even if he takes it back out, he's not allowed to be poided. So the Gemara says, L'chaira, the same shayla, matanish lo yhurmu, kamisha hurmu yudami, should apply, just like there's a question, legabi the lav of the malchus, just like there's a question, legabi the malchus of eating the maisa sheni out of Yerushalayim, the same question should apply whether or not a person can be poided. If someone takes maisa sheni into Yerushalayim and then back out, he's not allowed to be poided. What's the halacha? If someone takes tevel, food which is tevel to maisa sheni, brings it into Yerushalayim, and then he takes it back out, could he still be poided? It should be tali. If yold matana shalei hormu, kamisha hormu dam means it's like the maisa sheni went in, then the halacha is it cannot be poided anymore. But if we say it's not kamisha hormu dam, that means we look at it, the maisa sheni didn't go in, just the tevel went in. The halacha should be that he could still be poided. Rabbi Yosi says that it's a machlekes beisham beisilul. Beisham holds kamisha hormu dam, and therefore once it comes out, you can't be poided again. You can't be poided anymore. Even if though it went out, you can't be poided anymore. However, Beisilil holds lav kamishah mudamiu, and once it comes out of Yerushalayim, you could be poided. So l'chayra beishami makam Beisilil's ain't a mishnah. Meaning, if Rabbi Yosi is saying this machlok is beisham Beisilil, he obviously is going to hold like Beisilil. So here, Rabbi Yosi says, if you bring it in tevel, you could still be poided. We see it's lav kamisha hormu dami. So how could we say that the braisa on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis is telling you the halacha that matonis is shaloi hormu kamisha hormu damian? If that's a stira, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi, how could Rabbi Yosi say that halacha? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba mechitza lachol deraisa, mechitza likloi derabbanon, v'chigazer rabbanon ki isi be'enei, betivlei legazor rabbanon. Says the Gemara, legabi the lav mideraisa avada the mechitza sukoilet. But this halacha, that, and so, one second. So since, therefore, the person gets malchus, because really, and therefore the strict halacha is that the maisa sheni, it's like the maisa sheni went to Yerushalayim, and therefore if someone eats it out of Yerushalayim, he will get malchus, even though it only came in as a form of in the form of tevel. in regards to the halacha of being poide, this halacha that once that when the food comes into Shalayim and then goes back out, the Maisa Sheni, you can't be poided anymore. That's a Drabbanan Dika Chumrah. That Minatayra, while it's in Yushalayim, you can't be poided. But once you take it out, you would be able to poid it. It's a Chumrah Drabbanan that once it was brought into Yushalayim, that you can't be poided anymore. So Mamela says Rabba that Rabbi Yossi holds, since it's only a Chumrah Drabbanan, the Drabbanan said this problem that you can't be, that once you brought it to Yerushalayim, you can't be paid it anymore. That's only if you actually be'ene, you brought it the way it is. But betivle, we won't apply the extra step of matana shalehur mukumi shahur midami to stop you from being paid the ma'isi sheni, since right now it's out of Yerushalayim. Ravina answers the original, going back to the original question. We're falling off the whole teretz of matanah shalayim mukumi shahur midami. What was the question? The question is, the Braisa says, v'hu b'yushalayim, that he's in Yushalayim. It sounds like out of Yushalayim you get Malkus. The Gemara asked, I didn't come into Yushalayim, so the Gemara answers, it went into Yushalayim, and it came back out. The Gemara says, if that would be the case, what would be the chiddush that if you eat it out of Yushalayim, you get Malkus? Says Ravina, you know what the case is. Ravina Amar, k'goin d'nokit lei b'kanya, v'tivshik boi d'ra papa. Rav Papa had a question. What's the halacha of someone who's in Yushalayim? He's carrying a bag on the end of a stick. And he's in Yushalayim, but the bag of food is still out of Yushalayim. Is that like the food came into Yushalayim? Or not? Do we say the person holding it is in Yushalayim? Or do we say it's not part of him because it's on a stick detached from the person? So the Gemara says Ravina, I'll tell you that this Braisa is coming to tell you v'hu b'yushalayim, that if you would eat it out of Yushalayim, you get Malkus. The chiddush is, even though the food didn't actually go in, rather it was just on the stick that the person was holding, and the person holding it was in Yushalayim, that has the halachic status as though the food itself also went into Yushalayim, and you would get Malkus. Previously, the Gemara had this question, and the Gemara said, teiku. The Gemara didn't have an answer. Ravina suggesting, says Ravina, that's another way we can learn the Braisa. We can learn the Braisa. It's coming to say this Chiddush that it is like it went into Yushalayim, and therefore you get Malkus. And the Mela, we could still be Mekayim the Halacha, that you only get Malkus if the food went into Yushalayim and went back out, but that would include a case if the person holding it is in Yushalayim, and even if the person holding it was holding it on a long stick.